Hello, this is Horror Chatter, and today I want to review Freaknik, The Wildest Party Ever Told. Freaknik, The Wildest Party Never Told is a celebratory exploration of the boisterous times of Freaknik, the iconic Atlanta street party, and drew hundreds of thousands of people in the 80s and the 90s, helping put Atlanta on the map culturally. And it's bullshit. Okay, it is bullshit. I knew it was bullshit when I was watching it. And I believe they got a kid that graduated a long time ago from like Morehouse or whatever. And they were like, I was watching a different world and didn't realize that my idea was on there. Okay, Freaknik were a bunch of people, okay? And y'all can say college people, school people, whatever people, but I grew up in it, so I know it, okay? Because I lived it, okay? Yes, I was a teen around that time. And what it was a bunch of women and men that went to Freaknik in Atlanta and just partied and partied and partied during the spring break. And then it got out of control, because 40 and 50 year old men were going down there and assaulting women. You see, the thing that I don't respect about Hulu is that you didn't speak of the assault until at the end of the program. Okay, that's when you want to talk about it. And then what really pisses me off is that you want to bring these intelligent people to explain Freaknik. Everybody who grew up around that time knows what Freaknik was. Freaknik, the name is in the damn thing, okay? It was about a bunch of freaks who wanted a party and wanted to do it out of their parents' visual. So they went down to Atlanta and did it. Okay? And here's the problem. They just didn't know when to stop having parties. Sometimes you got to stop partying, okay? And I'm sorry, if I live in Atlanta and I have to be fearful for my safety and getting around and stuff because y'all want to come and party? Really? And please stop saying this is cult. No, it's not. No, it's not. And may I be the first one to politely say, fuck Jermaine Dupri. He ain't doing shit. Okay? And I'm going to say it now, and I'm going to predict it, but his time is coming. Okay? His time is coming. His protege, Usher just thanked the devil by accepted his Grammy. The devil is directly in your face and in the details of all of this. So of course Jermaine Dupri is going to make this sound like a black revolution, and it was never that. It was never and never will be that. Okay, see what things are. This is shit. It should have never been done. And if it was going to be done, it should have been told truthfully. Okay, let's just keep that a buck. What this isn't even a watered-down version of Freaknik. This is a bullshit version of Freaknik. That isn't true. And then, at the end of it, what we're getting to the end of the thing, you want to bring out the victim. You know, who was assaulted by several people. Pulled out of her car. That only gets about 2 minutes of the whole damn program. And I, you know, as a kid, I never wanted to go to Freaknik. I could see it. I could see the crap on TV. I could hear the crap from my friends. I didn't want to go. Whoa, I want to go and get raped over and over again and get fondled over and over again. No, no, never was in my repertoire. It was a time that I hope people forget about. Really. So until the next time, this is Horror Chatter, and I just saved y'all really a long time, an hour and 22 minutes of bullshit. So until the next time, this is Horror Chatter. Thank you so much for listening.